Thanks once again, Emma, and thank you, Nigel. And thank you for your prayers and your support, your input, your finances. Thank you, church. God hasn't finished with us yet, has he? There's a lot that we can accomplish together. So let's be mindful, prayerful, faithful. Last week, we spoke about our spiritual eyesight. We spoke about who it is we follow. And I'm mindful myself of many times I use the word, let's stand together, let's work together, let's have faith together, let's pray together, let's be strong together, let's fight the good fight. The Bible talks about fighting, doesn't it? It talks about fight the good fight of faith. It talks about wearing our spiritual armor. And today I want to talk to us about strength and courage. And something that's quite topical at the moment is there's a lot of talk, there's a lot of reporting about Captain Tom, isn't there? Sir Tom, should we say, who died at the age of 100. It's amazing, isn't it, what 1 year in someone's life can achieve. It's amazing that not many people apart from his family and friends knew about this remarkable individual. Yet in 1 year of his life, at the age of 100, or just before his 100th birthday, he made an impact. And I believe his story is relevant to what I want to share today, because the world was touched by the strength of this man. Even though in his natural ability he was weak, but he showed a strength, didn't he? And in that strength he also exerted courage. He was a courageous man. But, I hear you say, what do you mean but? Well, I'll tell you. But this man was already strong and he was already courageous before we got to hear about him. He's a veteran of the war, isn't he? Wasn't he? Yes, he was. He served his country. He fought for people like you and me so that I could stand in freedom and preach the gospel of the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. He stood in the gap and fought for those that couldn't fight for themselves. He stood up against the evil in the world. And he fought so that we could be free instead of being enslaved. So he was already a hero. Yet we don't get to hear much about that. It was what happened in his latter days that we concentrate on. The remarkable achievements of a man who raised millions of pounds for charity. Millions of pounds for the NHS. He raised the spirits of millions of people. I'm sure he represented men and women of his era, those that were over the age of 70, who understood what it was to be seen as someone who's frail and insignificant at times. Yet he showed the world the resolve that if we pull together for one common cause, one common goal, that we can see the realization of goodness and truth and prosperity. Regardless, I don't know this man's spiritual temperature. I don't know if he was a believer or not. But he's a creation of the living God, isn't he? And he did good. So I wanted to just use that as a backdrop. I may go over this message by a few hours. A few minutes. Sorry to upset you just before lunch. I may go over by a few minutes because of my introduction, but just bear in mind that this man touched the world through his strength and his courage. And yet those in the natural could say, or looking in the natural could say, this is a weak and insignificant man, he'll never make it. Yet because of the encouragement from people who gave donations, I'm sure this man's spirits were lifted. He was a man who was knighted in his last year. He was a man 100 years old. He was a man who had a number one hit record that I'm sure will be a hit yet again. He was a man who had a private fly pass in his honour. He was a man who achieved much. So what I want to say through his story is this: never ever write yourself off. We are in the army of the living God, aren't we? There's an old hymn that was sung many, many years ago. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching on to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Well, that was true then and it's true now. We're in a spiritual battle. And we are those that God calls to be strong and courageous. He says through scripture, arise, mighty warrior, and fight. What, me? Just a feeble individual. Yes, you. And when we look at strength and we look at courage, it comes in many forms. We can have some people who are physically strong. They are capable of lifting great weights. There are those that are mentally strong. They are capable of carrying mental burdens. There are those that are spiritually strong. They're capable of standing in the gap for others and helping. So when we talk about strength, we're not just talking about the big and the muscly. We're talking about people who belong to God. You and I, we are called to be strong and courageous. So I want to list some scripture today for us to encourage us, to just remind us of what God is saying, and to put yourself in that category that never rule yourself out. What a difference a day makes, yes? What a difference a year makes. This is the day of the favor of the Lord. This is the year of his acceptable grace. Amen? Amen. So put yourself in this position. I don't know where you are in your spiritual walk. I don't know where you are in your physical health and ability, but be strong and be courageous is my message to you today, because when we work together, we can see the change. So let's just see what God has to say to us through his word. I'm using scripture, Old Testament and New Testament. Remember this. If I feel a bit out of puff or sound out of puff, it's because I have some stomach cramping going on at the moment. And I don't know why, but it is affecting me. I hope I can get through this without pulling faces. So please bear with me. Right, okay. The Old Testament, remember, it was the Old Testament that Jesus preached. It was the Old Testament that Jesus and the apostles taught from. It's the New Testament that Jesus and the apostles gave to us as a new covenant. So we should always remember and be mindful of the power that's in the old and in the new, because all scripture is beneficial, isn't it? Yes, it is. Let's start with my first scriptures in Joshua 1 and start at verse 5. No one will be able to stand against you. This is the story here where Joshua has been given the mandate to take over from Moses and lead God's people into the promised land. Remember, it only took just a short while. It would have took the people of God to get from A to B, and B is the promises of God, the promised land. Yet they became, instead of warriors, they became wanderers. They wandered around the wilderness for 40 years because of disobedience and unbelief. And here we are at this crossroads, this mandate that was given to Joshua to take and to lead his people, God's people, into the promises of God. I want to share with you this scripture. Just listen to these words. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As it was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, those words were true then and they're true now for us, his people. This is true revelation for me and you today. He says today, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you. Because let me back that up. When we become Christians, we accept by faith the gift of grace, a gift of salvation through the grace of God, don't we? Yes, we do. And God comes and he gives us a deposit of his Holy Spirit. We're spiritually born afresh, aren't we? And that means that God dwells within us, yes? Well, if God dwells within you, he can't ever leave you, can he? Or forsake you. So it's true then, it's true now. I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. It says in verse 6 this, talking to Joshua, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Not you might. Remember what we said last week about the word will. You will. And God says afresh to me and you, be strong and be courageous, because you will enter the land. You will enter the promises. Take hold of the promises that I've given you. You will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Verse 7. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it, from the right or the left, that you may successfully enter and achieve the things that I lay before you. Wherever you go, you will be successful if you remember my law. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. Chew it over, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. When we take God's word, we take his truth and we read it and we digest it and we speak it and we live it, success will follow. When we take hold of the law has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Yes? Yes. So the law we're speaking about today for us isn't the Old Testament law. It's the law that the Old Testament law has been fulfilled in Christ. Doesn't give us a mandate to sin, does it? No, it doesn't. It gives us a mandate to trust and believe and be of good cheer. Because it's finished. When we look through the Bible, we read Revelation, we understand that it's a finished work of Christ on the cross when we accepted him as Saviour and Lord. But these words are good for us today. To be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, Joshua is told, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that's a word for you and I today in season, isn't it? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You know, I mentioned that Sir Tom passed away recently, and we know about him because it's in the media. But you know what? There are great men and women who are dying all the time, who are soldiers in the armies of the living God. Julian's father passed away the same day as Sir Tom. Yet we don't see his name in lights, do we? But we do know that he was a soldier in the armies of the living God, and there'll be the angelic host welcoming him in to an eternal prosperity. That's what we have to look forward to. People may not know our name, but God does. God will be with us. He will be with you wherever you go. Whether you're in the valley or you're on the top of the mountain, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Let's be encouraged, not discouraged, through this time of lockdown. We keep using that word, but it's true, isn't it? You know, some of us may feel comfortable not seeing people. And some of us may not. But the world seems to be slowing down and stopping. And that's okay for a while. But there are things that I believe God wants us to do when we come out of this period. So let's use this time to digest and be encouraged by God's word. So that when he says go, we can go. Because you never know. Just like Tom. He had a year that he would never ever have imagined. It may be the same for you this coming year, regardless of your age, regardless of your ability. Be strong and be courageous. 2 Samuel, start at verse 10 and verse 11. Jacob said, if the Amorites are too strong for me, then you are to come to my rescue. What does this mean? Let me just give you some background here. Here we have a fight going on. And the Amorites were a mighty force to be reckoned with. And Jacob was told by David to go and fight. And this is what he's saying. He said, if they're too strong for me, you are to come to my rescue. And if the Amorites are too strong for you, I will come to your rescue. He's talking to his brother. And he's saying this. He said, listen, we need to fight for each other. We need to not be isolated, individualist. But we need to be fully aware that I will keep my eye on your back and you keep your eye on my back. Brothers, stay together. Let's fight together. It says in verse 12, be strong. Let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. Whenever God sends us out to fight, whenever he sends us out into our communities and our areas of influence, he will always do what's good in his sight. It may not look like it at the time, but be of good cheer. God is always going to be with us. Be strong and be courageous. And I want to use this portion of scripture to say that if you're struggling, if you feel that you're being defeated in a certain area, call on a brother. Whenever I use the word brother or man, it's a reference to brother, sister, man, woman. Just put that out there. It's a reference to us as God's people. Be strong. Let us fight one for another. Let us watch each other's backs as we go into a spiritual battle. Yes? Amen. Be strong and be courageous. I want to read a portion of Psalm 27, starting at verse 12. Well, I did want to read a portion of the scripture. And then this morning when I re-looked at the scriptures that I'd written and I read this psalm, I want to read the whole thing to you. You know what my subject is today. It's talking about being strong and courageous. It's talking about being of good cheer. It's talking about knowing that God will always be with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. It's an encouraging word. So let's be encouraged by God's word. Yes? Let's read from Psalm 27, verse 1, and let's go through the whole psalm. Is that okay? Thank you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. In whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Verse 3. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Verse 4. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Verse 5. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Verse 6. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Verse 7. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. Verse 8. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, will I seek. Verse 9. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Saviour. Verse 10. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will rescue me. Verse 11. Teach me your ways, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Verse 12. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. Verse 13. These are the portions I want to read. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The confidence that we have is this, that we will see the goodness of the Lord while we are alive. Yes, we have a future. Yes, we have an eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. No more sickness, no more grief, no more tears. But we can be assured of this, that we will, not we might, we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 14, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Your time will come. Same with Psalm 31. I wanted to read just a small portion of that psalm, but yet again, I want to read all of it. As I said, I may go over by a few minutes. Please bear with me, because I'm reading out more scripture than I anticipated. In Psalm 31, verse 1, it's worth listening to. Read these again and let them be saturated into your spirit, into your heart, to be encouraged, to be strong and courageous. Keep on keeping on. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Verse 2, turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock and my refuge. A refuge is a stronghold, somewhere that you can be safe. A strong fortress to save me. Verse 3, since you are my rock and you are my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Be the light that shines and illuminates my walk, in other words. Verse 4, keep me free from the trap that is set for me. For you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. Verse 6, I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Verse 7, I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction. You knew the anguish of my soul. God understands when we're in a good place and when we're in a place of anguish. And I'm sure the message that we're going to determine from this message is this. Wherever you are, whether you're on the top or you're on the bottom or in the middle, be strong and be courageous. Verse 8, you have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Verse 9, be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. Verse 10, my life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. The psalmist goes on in verse 11, because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors and an object of dread to my closest friend. Those who see me on the street flee from me. Verse 12, I am forgotten as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery. Broken pottery symbolizes something that's not useful for anything. And there are people that feel like that in this world. And I trust that's not you. But the reason that I read this portion of scripture out to us is so that we can glean and gain an understanding of the things and the people and the circumstances and the situations that some people find themselves in. They feel worthless and useless. Even God's people, there are those that don't feel of any use. They feel like broken pottery. I want to say to you, if that's anyone that's listening to this in our church or who's not in our church, be strong and be courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. Verse 13, for I hear many whispering terror on every side. They conspire against me. They plot to take my life. Verse 14, but I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. See, there's an answer to that despair, isn't it? When we're strong and courageous, we can say, this is what God says about me. This is what the word says about me. These are the promises that I'm entering into. This is what God has ordained for me. I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face, in verse 16, let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Wow, this scripture is powerful. Verse 17, let me not be put to shame, Lord, for I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and be silent in the realm of the dead. Verse 18, let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. Verse 19, how abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you. I will read that again. How abundant are the good things that are stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in the sight of all, on those who take refuge in you. That's me and you. In the shelter, verse 20, in the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. In verse 21, praise be to the Lord, for he showed me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege. It's worth just pausing there. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed me wonders, the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege. When I was in the thick of the battle, when the enemy was on all sides coming towards me. That's the point. The psalmist says, you heard me. I started to praise the Lord, for you showed me the wonders of your love while I was under siege. In verse 22, in my alarm I said, I am cut off from your sight, yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Remember what we said earlier, God says he'll never leave you or forsake you. He will be with you. In verse 23, love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. This is the portion I wanted to read at the beginning. The last verse, verse 24. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Be strong, regardless to where you are. Be encouraged. Be of good cheer, may the psalmist say afresh to you today. In Daniel 10, and Daniel is a prophetic book, isn't it? It talks about what is to come, and some of the prophecies in Daniel we will know that has come to pass, and some of them are yet to come to pass. In Daniel 10, verse 19, do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed, he said. There was a war on every side going on, and there was an angelic visitation, wasn't there? Read through this portion of scripture. And yet this is what's being said. Peace. Peace. Be strong. Now be strong. When he had spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. So I want to inject that encouragement into you this morning. May the peace of the Lord be your strength. Peace. Be strong. Now be strong. Be strengthened, be encouraged, be of good cheer. In Zechariah 12, there again talking about the prophetic. Zechariah 12, verse 5. Then the clans of Judah will say in their hearts, the people of Jerusalem are strong because the Lord Almighty is their God. There's war and this strife and this trouble. Yet when people see God's people, the Israelites, those that belong to the Lord, they are strong. Why are they strong? Because the Lord Almighty, he is their God. This is the day, this is the year of the favor of the Lord. In Isaiah 61, many of you will know a scripture that I was called into ministry upon, to bind up the broken hearts, to set the captives free, to declare the year of the favor of the Lord. When people see God's people, they will say, surely they are blessed of the Lord. We are blessed. Why? Because we belong to God. So be strong and be courageous. Be of good cheer. In the New Testament, we go on to now in Romans 15, verse 1. We who are strong. So are you strong? Yes, you are. You are strong, not because of your physical strength, because of your spiritual strength. Why? Because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So he that is in the world is declared to be strong by the world's account. So he that is in you is stronger. The Christ that dwells in you is stronger than the Antichrist that dwells in the world. Nothing that the world throws at you can compare to the strength that's in you. So we who are strong, we ought to bear with the failings of the weak. So when we see people who don't have the same revelation that we have, we see people who don't have the same witness as us, we say, see those that are in the church who profess Christ to be Lord and Saviour but haven't fully grasped the power that dwells within them, they may seem weaker. Those that don't know God, they truly are weaker. We who are strong ought to bear with the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbour for their good, to build them up, for even Christ did not please himself. As it is written, the insults of those who insult you has fallen on me. And Jesus also said, didn't he? I've not come to be served, but to serve. So this strength that we have, we should be victorious in it. We should be strong and mighty and courageous. But we should also be mindful of the weak around us, that we should dedicate our life to upholding God's truth and love and grace and peace, and give what we've got away to others so that they may be strengthened in their time of weakness. Amen. Amen. Sticking with the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be on your guard. What's that mean, to be on your guard? It means be forever mindful and watchful. We are not blessed with eyes in the back of our head, are we? No, but we're blessed with wisdom and spiritual insight. So God says, be on your guard. Weigh up every situation. When you read scripture, really dig into it to see what it's saying. When you listen to preachers, pastors, teachers, shepherds like me, weigh up what we're saying. Digest it and look at it. Be on your guard against the deceitfulness of man. Just be on your guard against the natural and the supernatural. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Do everything in love. So be on your guard, yes, but be faithful. Stand firm. Be courageous and be strong. Let's be those that will fight for the rights for those who don't know Christ, to know Christ through our word, through our testament, through the blessings of listening to ministers minister. In 2 Timothy 2, staying with the New Testament, starting at verse 1. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Paul is saying, be strong. Don't shrink back, because God's given you grace. And the strength comes in Christ Jesus. Everything we say and everything we do comes to one point, Jesus Christ. Be strong, be courageous. That strength and courage is found in Christ and Christ alone. Yes, there are people who are naturally strong, people who are naturally courageous. Our cemeteries are full of people who are strong, courageous men and women who have fought for integrity. But the strength that I'm speaking to you about today comes in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me, he says, in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. In other words, it's a battle. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs. Let's not get involved in the world. We are in the world, the Bible says, but we're not of the world. Yes, we need to do things that we need to do in a worldly sense, but we're not of it. In verse 4, no one serving as a soldier can get entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Who's our commanding officer? Christ and Christ alone. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive the share of crops. Reflect on what I am saying, Paul says. For the Lord will give you insight into all of this. Remember, Jesus Christ raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, in verse 9, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not changed. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. He goes on to encourage Timothy to preach the gospel in season, out of season. He tells him, he encourages him to be strong and be courageous. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities that set themselves up against the knowledge of God. Be strong and be courageous. Just a few more minutes. In 1 John 2, I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you. And you have overcome the evil one. What I'm saying through this portion of scripture is this. If the word of God lives in you, then you are strong and you are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror, the Bible says. So church, today, may I encourage you with these words. Be strong and be courageous. Ephesians 6 verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and mighty in his power. His power. Put on the full armor of God, and then you will take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggles are not against flesh and blood, but they are against rulers, against authorities, against powers of this dark age in this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. Maybe we can talk about the full armor of God next week. In Judges 6:12. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon. There was a fight going on. There was the army of the Midianites. They were attacking and attacking and attacking. And God was looking for a man that he could use to fight the fight. And this is the man he used. He said, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, Lord, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Read this portion of scripture. You'll see that Gideon says, what, me, Lord? I am the least of my clan. I am the weakest. I am the insignificant one. Remember what I said about Sir Tom? In the natural, he was the weakest, the insignificant one. And yet he did mighty things. How much more with the Spirit of God living inside of us? So be strong and be courageous, because God chooses the foolish things to confound the wise. My final scripture is in Hebrews 13, verse 5 and verse 6. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Remember, the Old Testament is lived out in the New Testament. The New Testament reveals the Old Testament. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Remember, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, remember, my confidence is in the Lord, the source of my salvation. The Lord, my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Let's pray, let's finish. Sorry that I've gone on a bit longer than normal.